It's the FOTS.
You heard.
Yeah. Episode 2020.
The percentage episode. You heard?
Yeah, the percentage. Oh, this is the percentage episode. 20% off of everything.
Yo, you know what I think about when we do this, the intro?
What?
I just think about like when Walmart comes, be like, oh, let me check your pod. And then real stuffy people. You heard.
I mean, that's
we're doing business with these guys.
Yeah. But they want that culture though.
The 2020
twin. They want the 2020 twin. Well, this is the 20% episode.
Yeah,
you know, we get that. You know, 20% off of everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Word.
What's good
we
though?
Out here chilling. Notice we have the board, and I noticed that Gaba can't spell, so I just wanted to make that.
Yeah, well, listen,
it's
man.
All good. It's all good.
It is all
no
good.
No spell check on a marker.
Sometimes,
you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not digital, so we Gucci.
Yeah, exactly.
So sometimes errors is okay, man.
Yeah, but I know what he meant.
Definitely. I would understand what
does
that
spelling
meant.
Even matter?
Nowadays?
Yeah.
With all the electronics in schools, I don't think so.
It don't, right?
When my son's like, yeah, I use the Chromebook or this is that, and I got a spell check. I'm like, oh, so you don't spell?
Nobody has to spell.
He asked me, he's like, you had to spell? I'm like,
Yeah, bro.
He's like, I even had to learn how to type. He's like, well, I said, they don't teach you guys how to type, do they? He's like, no, you know, it's different.
Yeah, oh, nah.
Now it's
that's old. That's old.
Yeah.
That right there?
Yeah, over here.
Trust me, I mean,
you know, I was super slow at that, but at least I learned.
Yo, and it's funny, speaking of like old stuff that people don't do anymore,
mm-hmm.
We ordered food the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had my name on the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the handwriting was so fire. I said, yo, babe, yo, how fire is this? It had my name, like my full, Michael. The M was crazy.
See?
And I was like, yo. This person is definitely older.
Yeah.
Because they're writing.
Because they're writing, yeah.
Because you see people with, you know, handwriting.
Handwriting, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like a pterodactyl or tyrannosaurus writing with the.
The crazy part about it is my 12-year-old has good handwriting.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was surprised. One day I was like, who wrote this? I thought it was like he had a girl write it. And he's like, no, that's me. I'm like, nah, do that in front of me.
The girl wrote it.
No, I did. Because it looks like his mom wrote it. So. When he wrote, I'm like, oh, snap, you have a really good handwriting, brother. Yeah. He said, what about you? I said, yeah, mine's like
I have great handwriting.
Mine's like a doctor. You know?
My signature is like a doctor, but my print game is crazy.
Oh, man.
Shout out to my pops. Because I write literally just like him.
Oh, yeah. I don't write like my father.
Yeah. Well, this is not a writing pod, so sorry. I don't know why we got into this, but this is the Gen Z, because we have different, if you watch the few pods, we're from different generations.
We're definitely from different generations.
Definitely.
I am definitely.
Emphatically different.
Yeah, emphatically. Actually, that's a good word. Emphatically, yeah. I am definitely a millennial. That's what I was told. Yo. It starts in 1981, bro. That's what it said.
To me, that's not. I get it. I know what Google says.
Sorry,
my
bro.
Wife says the same thing. I'm a millennial. I'm like
she is a millennial.
Yeah, but you like this. You like holding on. Like,
actually, we started millennials. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That don't count.
It does actually. Nah, what are you again?
I'm a baby boomer.
That's
I'm just kidding.
I say, nah.
No, I'm Gen X.
Yeah, Gen X. See. So you have a lot in common with the Gen Zs. Gen X.
Wait
Gen
a minute.
Z.
Hold on a second. There's no way that I'm like four generations away from people. There's Gen X. The Gen Y, Gen Z, mm-hmm. Where the millennials at?
Yeah.
Oh, within that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's right after.
It's after you,
oh,
buddy.
Okay. All
yeah, right. You good, man? You straight? All right. So we still brothers.
Right. I just want to make sure.
We still brothers, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because the age, you know, be creeping, and it leads to the topic of today.
Yeah.
Which is shout out Nike.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah. Definitely wanted
actually,
to
actually, also, shout out Jufu, too. He got a song called Just Do It.
Oh.
Check that out on all streaming platforms. Anyway, go ahead. I mean, it blew up. I mean, I'm just letting y'all know. It was on, you know, we did something great with NFL. So.
Nah, but, you know, speaking of that in these day and times, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, people just have to literally just go and do what you have to do. I think as far as in our business, the technology and seeing creators and the fact that I think the fact that there is an industry, mm-hmm. creators and influencers,
yep.
are a bunch of people yes. that just did it and, you know, did what you had to do, for not sure. worry about getting a camera and getting this right and that, you know.
Because before, those camera phones, the it was not good. It was real grainy. It was what people were still shooting with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were figuring it out. Like, you know, I'm going to document my life.
Right.
And they started doing it with all the resources that they had.
Yeah, right. Didn't Blair Witch, what was Blair Witch shot?
Yeah, I think Blair Witch was shot, like a camcorder or something like that, right? I mean, clearly, you know, they had some other cameras, but the way it was shot for you to see from that person's perspective, it was definitely just a camcorder.
Right, and that's why, like, I think, you know, I think people use, like, the technology and the, oh, I need to get this, I need to do that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, I have an idea and I want to do this, but I don't have and I don't. And then you got people like that, and that's been the test of time.
For sure.
Right? So speaking of, I haven't watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've watched it.
No, I haven't. I haven't
that whole Risa Tisa.
Yeah,
right?
Risa Tisa.
I think that's right. We said that's how it's pronounced. So it's a 50-part series.
50-part.
I'm speaking from a business perspective. That's why I'm calling it a 50-part. I'm calling it a series.
Whoa.
How about this? She shot 50 videos.
Mm-hmm. How long?
I think they're about 10 minutes each.
Well,
right? Talking about her life and the messed up marriage and the, you know, Tinder swindler kind of guy that she married, and it was a catfish and all this type of stuff. But what happened was is that people are so invested in that. Now what's happening is that she's getting calls and DMs from people that I read possibly make it into a movie.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And what happened is that she just, I didn't do a deep dive. Shout out to my wife. That's our word. I didn't do a deep dive into the, into everything. But what I see is that she just told her story.
Yeah.
And this kind of just happened. Right.
Why do you think that, people are so invested in that?
I think, as far as social media, I think all of the, when you talk and you do videos yourself, I think we love that whole reality aspect of it. And the reality TV is kind of funky, right?
Yep, yep.
Because the word is not, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I think people want real stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in such a cap society. When somebody sits there, and if you can believe it, because who knows?
The cap society.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I don't even know if it's real, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because everybody can front.
Nah, listen, right? Man.
But 50 videos, 10 minutes, I kind of want to think that it's real.
Yeah, I mean, but the crazy part about this on TikTok, that was a trend. We saw that when TikTok just started, right?
Mm.
People were doing, like, those type of videos. Like almost those videos. So to see it come back and people actually watching 10 minutes of it, and she's getting some type of notoriety and fame from it,
yeah,
is crazy to me. And the fact that people are sending her money, I'm hearing.
To divorce her husband or something like that. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And making her feel. But that's the power of social media and the power of storytelling.
Right.
And that even, you know, when it's real, people tend to connect. But, you know, playing devil's advocate for me, they probably slaughtered me this for this, but how much of that did she put herself in that predicament that she was able to get, that she was able to even have to go through that? Because sometimes I think, too, we don't take accountability of what I've done
that.
What do you think?
No, I get that 100% as far as for, if we're talking about the actual story itself.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yep.
You know, I'm thinking more on the basis, you know, whatever the story is, the fact that she actually did something and, you know, she didn't wait.
Nah, she went.
Maybe this is her form of therapy. And maybe this was not even a plan for her. I don't even know if it was a plan.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes, you know, I had said this on Threads the other day, which is kind of high. It's my new Twitter or X or whatever.
Yeah, Threads is cool.
It's kind of like social media is like therapy sometimes, right? Because you kind of just get it out of your head, and you want to say it, it's like you want to say it to somebody, but you don't have the time, or you don't speak to somebody.
Yep.
Be like, hey, you know what? I don't like this. And then it's out, and it's out of your brain, out of your head.
Yeah.
So who knows if she utilized this as therapy.
It probably was.
And now it's, I think I checked a few, when I read the article, it was like it gained about 297 million views at that time.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like, yo, there's people that are literally invested in this, right? And shout out to Parents Uncut podcast. We were talking about it, right? And they had asked me, spinning it now to like a management aspect of it, they were like, yo, would you reach out to her as far as, because you know now people are coming to her and wanting to. I was like, nah, that's not really our style. Like, yeah, because we're not like, because, oh, because now something's happening. It's like, oh, yo, you need, nah, I'm sure everything, all of that is happening.
And I mean, kudos to her. But also, too, from like a consumer standpoint, because we have these like streaming services that give you everything, those type of content pieces are going to be very, is going to be very successful because everybody's, you can get everything now. And because we have that at our fingertips to watch a whole episode or something, on like a Netflix or a Hulu or whatever, when somebody puts out a content piece like that on any platform and it's intriguing enough for people to want to watch, I think that's going to be another form of content even in itself.
Yeah, I think what it does, what something like that does, whether she did it on purpose or not, I think what that does is it helps our industry.
Yeah.
Because it shows that people can be invested into a story from social media, because it's not 2 minutes, right? It's not 3 minutes. It's literally long 10
form.
Minutes.
In long form.
Right? It's long form on social media.
Yep.
And people are literally looking at it and watching it. People are like, and I think actually on that pod, they were like, yo, I'm going to go now. I want to go finish.
Because
I'm on episode 18. So now look.
Yeah.
It's not even episodic. It's just videos, but we're conditioned now. Like, look, I said a series. It's not a series. You just put out videos.
Until
you package it. And she has said, I think it was, I forgot which one. I think it was Jackie or Jazz. Was like, I'm on episode 18. And I was like, damn, you're already, it's episodes because we have to compartmentalize.
But you also know too, most women nowadays probably, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women watching it, so it's the relatability too. So,
of course.
So I guess you kind of see yourself in the things that she's done. Rather she has, put herself in those predicaments. The fact that people can say, "Well, I know what that meant because I did that," or there is nothing out here, and I sort of found some type of love. I thought I did, and he or she, abused it.
Right.
So people are starting to see themselves in it. And when you start to see the human side of it from a consumption standpoint, that's where it goes crazy because people can see themselves.
Right.
And then now it turns into a business. And none of us may think that, yo, that's what I wanted to do, but it turns into a business. It's almost like transitioning into what we're doing. It's the same. It's almost the same concept. We didn't wait. We just started running.
Right. And that's the thing. And that's what I loved about that story. Like, again, however you feel about the story itself, the fact of the action and the motion that she took, again, planned or not, she just did, and this is what happens. And that is like kind of like it's like a philosophy, right?
Sure.
It's like, just do something, and again, who cares what that is? You do something and things will come from whatever it is that you do.
For sure.
I'm not saying that you just got to shoot and then tomorrow you're getting a deal for a show, but it's like, because the stuff has to be good, whatever it is that somebody's doing. But it's too much of the waiting around and too much people just, to me it's excuses, bro. Mm-hmm. It's all excuses. Everybody sits there and is like, I would have, I could have, I should have.
Everybody's the should have, would have, could have, but we also got to think with us is that people don't want to make mistakes.
Yes.
Right? And when we started running, we made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, hella mistakes.
Hella mistakes. We made a lot of mistakes. But the thing is that even though we made those mistakes, we had our intentions were to get where we're at now.
Right.
Right? And clearly we have aspirations to get someplace else. Mm. But when we started, we were like, we had a plan, we had an idea, and we just ran.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we would, crash and then have to go rebuild the car sometimes because we didn't see that because we were so focused on the end goal.
Yep.
And sometimes you have to do that, man. Sometimes that's a thing that most people are afraid of. They're afraid of taking that leap and getting some bumps and scars and not knowing that that's actually the bumps and scars is what's gonna get you stronger. And also admitting when you don't know something.
Yeah, and sometimes when you crash, sometimes you got to wait a minute because you don't have the bread for the deductible to get the car fixed. So sometimes you got to take a pause.
You got to take a pause.
And then you sit there and you get back. But the thing is that you got to kind of just go. And if you can, I know this is off, but in what we're speaking about, I don't know who it was, but the reel that you had sent me about the work, as far as work, everything that's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you speak on that?
Like, yeah, so almost like he was quoting a something out of the Bible,
okay,
right? And he was just saying that essentially, like, you get paid off of the work you've done, right? So he was essentially saying, like, it doesn't matter what, because it's not always monetary. You get paid off of just putting in the work. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing is that currently, I'm not saying everybody, but a big percentage of people, they only see the bag. They don't see the other payoff. They don't see themselves getting better. They don't see themselves mentally understanding and how to deal with it. They don't see the relationships that you're building is also currency. Mm-hmm. And because we're focused on the bag, and I'm not saying that money is a tool, so we get that. But they don't see the fact that putting in the work, you'll be able to get the other kind of currency that would actually be fulfilling for your life.
Right.
So the best part about, that's what he was essentially saying. It's like, yeah, it's the bag is cool, but what else are you getting when you do the work?
Mm-hmm.
The work is everything else around you too. And we forget that we're also the currency, like us, like the body, the mind, the soul, like we have, it all works in together in order to make whatever success looks like to you. And we forget about that.
Nah, and I think I'm that video had hit home for me, because, you know, again, sometimes you get so caught up in the result, you forget what the journey is doing. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I'm trying to go whatever from here to there. And you forget, oh, damn, I just went to this place here and this here and that here. And, oh, thank God for that, because I'm always thankful for our mistakes.
Yes.
And I always say I'm thankful that those mistakes happened when they did.
They did.
Because if they happen now, like John always says, it's like, yo, we in a game now.
Yeah.
That was like spring training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That was like before, like, exactly. and certain people, you know, you got to see who's going to be on the starting roster.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like you have to go through that and you got to understand that. Because if you don't, you're gonna go crazy. To be honest with
you, that's a fact.
You know what I mean?
We've bumped our heads, man. Like I said a few times, but we've also were able to adjust too.
Yeah.
And I think the adjustments that we've created and we have made, I should say, has opened up more doors than anything, because we know what not to do because we bumped our heads. And I think people take failure as, you know, like it's a bad thing. It's almost like them saying debt is good, and people are like, what do you mean being in debt is not good?
Yeah.
But if you speak to a wealthy man, he'll tell you, like, debt is good, like, it's the way you use it in order for you to make more.
Yeah.
Right? So with us, you know, failing is actually it's going to happen, but it's what you do, you know. It's either you're going to sit there and take it, or you're going to learn from it and take it as a lesson. The lesson creates, it makes you stronger, I should say. You know, the lessons make you stronger. The lesson opens up the doors. Just go.
Yeah, and it's just. I think it's just difficult with the society that we're living in to understand that concept, right? Because what we grew up is very different, right?
Yeah.
Because we understand those principles and those values of make a mistake.
Yeah.
It'll build you up, right?
Yep.
We're living in such a perfectionist society.
Yeah.
Everything is, you know, instant gratification, cancer culture.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, I feel like that's promoting perfection. And it's like, so when you tell somebody, you and I tell somebody of a younger generation or anybody, like, listen, accept your faults, accept the mistakes, accept all of that. It's very difficult because when they're next to us, then they leave, and the rest of the world is not saying that because they're scrolling or they see everything. And I constantly say scroll because everybody's on social media for the most part.
Yeah.
Right? You go to the next. I was sitting there the other day, and it's just like, it's crazy how quick information comes, right? Mm-hmm. I sit there. I send Mikey a lot of baseball stuff, right? We send each other. It's like, you know, I send my wife. There's so much information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what sticks? What resonates with you? And then it's like, in all of this, everybody's showing good and this, that, and the third, so much information, and then you fall. Like, it's hard for me to not, I don't want to say take an L or just kind of like, it's hard for people if you don't have it within you to be able to just come back and be like, nah, but I'm good.
Yeah, but you know, too, some of these, like, you know, motivational quotes and videos. For me, what I do is I take the best parts of them and write them down, right? And then I apply and I see what I could, you know, take to apply for my life. Because what happens is people tend to post stuff that they don't live. That's hence why people don't go, right? And I tell you know, like, the people that we represent and manage, and like, you know, movement creates opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes they feel like because they're not moving the way they want, the opportunities are not going to come. Not knowing that those opportunities are going to happen because of as a mindset. So mm-hmm. all these videos, what it does to me is like, I get them, understand the mindset, and start applying them. I don't care if it's little by little, but because of that movement, you know, then all of a sudden it builds out to this thing. You look back and you just now laid out a whole plan, mm-hmm. and you executed it. So for me, it's like the goal mentality is just you use everything at your fingertips, obviously, and all your resources to make sure you go, and then also execute it. People just don't like to execute, man. I think that I heard somebody say, you know, people are scared of success, and I didn't think that was a thing.
Nah, it is a thing.
I didn't think that was a thing at all until I spoke to somebody and it's like, yo, you know, I'm here, but I'm afraid. And I'm like, afraid of what? You have the world at your fingertips. What are you afraid of?
Nah.
And they're like, yo, I'm afraid to fail. I'm like, how many times you failed since you got here? I failed a lot. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So he said, but now I got it. I'm afraid to lose it.
And that fear of, you know, it's real easy to hear fear of failure.
Yeah.
The fear of success is real.
Yeah.
I definitely suffered from it. It's starting, and you got to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it comes back, even in our day-to-day, in like our business day-to-day.
Got you.
When, I'll be honest, and being super transparent,
mm-hmm.
right? When we have calls or meetings and some of the things that we've had recently,
yeah,
that it's like, oh.
Oh, nah, we no. both, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, this is going to be, this might be next level, or a calls, I don't know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a conversation with my mom about this. I was like, a small piece inside of me, pause, will sit there and be like, damn, me?
Oh, I got you.
Am I good enough to receive whatever these blessings, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever is coming my way. And then go to the left and I'm like, hell fucking yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Try not to curse. hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like it's hard. It's hard, mm-hmm. Pauls. And you sit there with success and failure, and everybody's, you know, version of success is different. And,
everybody's,
you know, I have my version, you have your version. Mm-hmm. We linked up collectively, we have our version.
For sure.
But everybody is out here trying to just like, it's like their success is for everybody else. And it's just like, I'm over all of that. And I just want to get to where I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because you work, and then you're about to, yeah. And then you get the fear.
Nah,
it's like,
I never understood that. Like I can't say I've ever experienced the fear of success. Cause I'm pretty sure I have, but I probably didn't know that's what it was. But I think for me, it's getting to a place that I know that I can get to the next level. So when you like plateau, like, all right, what's next? Mm-hmm. And there's almost, I think that's like, instead of me looking around at what I got going on, I'm already looking for the next thing opposed to mastering the stuff that I got going on. Mm-hmm. I guess that might be a way of it too, like me avoiding things. Yeah. Like I know that let's say we got to this certain level. Then all of a sudden I'm like, all right, we good here now. But there's still things that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, what's next? Mm-hmm. That might be a sense of it, because now we've built an infrastructure and it's running. I'm thinking that, you know, it doesn't need me anymore. That might be a sign of me trying to run away from whatever is, you know, the successful aspect of it, because I'm looking for another, for the next, you know, the next level to go to. But I can understand it, and I've spoken to people that I say, oh, bro, I've had that fear of success, and when I got there, I was even more afraid, and I was like, damn, I didn't even think that was even a thing, especially when you you prayed for something and asked something pretty much your whole life,
right.
And it's been given to you.
Right.
It doesn't matter when you get it, as long as you get it, and then you are afraid to have it. And most people are afraid to have it. One, you know, well, reason is because all the people around them. Mm-hmm. And then you got to think about it too. You're now become the target, not in the sense of like in a negative way, but remember, these are people around in your life that probably said that you will never do this. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, it's done, and now everybody's like, "Well, you're making money."
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's definitely on the monetary, you know, side, right? Because yeah, you figure the success aspect of even being in a position or a level, and it's like, you know, that it is very, 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 and one more time, very, it's mm-hmm. very real, because you know, again, my thought process and yeah. my mindset for the past, you know, few months, well, probably this year, it's been mm-hmm. evolving and changing. And, you know, what you had just said something that brought something to my attention too. Like you said, hey, this is good here, right? Yeah. And it's the fear, right? For me, what I've been dealing with too is the fear of execution.
Got you.
Making sure that it gets done. The fear of making sure that I do execute.
Got you.
Right? Because what I've analyzed as far as with myself is that, you know, when we're building,
yeah.
right? You're sitting here, you're doing these things. And I love the build out.
Yeah.
Right? But I also have to, it gets to a point, like what you said,
yeah.
gets to a point, okay, here, but there's still more to go. It's like, okay, now I'm going to go over there. And it's like, damn, we didn't finish over there.
Yeah, I know I got that.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's what happened. I think that's what happened for us in the beginning is we were trying to spread so wide holes.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, okay, let's focus on the things that we can do and let's get this to that point.
For sure.
And then we go. I know we went on super... Super random, I mean,
that's good though, because it still shows the aspect of still on go. Just do it. We've done. It's still on the topic as far as what we're doing, because we just went, mm-hmm. and now that we're seeing the fruits of our labor in some sense of the word, you know, it's now starting to make more sense.
Yeah.
So when we see somebody like Risa Tisa, I hope I said your name right, baby girl. I'm listening. You know, I'm sorry. If I mess your name
you
up.
You know the situation.
Nah, listen, man.
It's all a mindset.
It's all a
mindset, bro.
Yeah, my apologies. I messed your name up. But listen, but it's the fact that she took her story mm-hmm. and her pain at that time, I'm clear, and turned it into something, you know, and that now is getting attention. You know, it's going in the next year or so, we're going to see a Netflix movie about it.
Yep. And we're not reaching out.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Love what you're doing, but yeah. We like old school NBA players. Like, we don't have super teams,
yeah.
right? We don't sit there, oh, that's good, let's go over there. Nah,
you're
over here.
Yeah, on top of that, too, you probably have a bunch of managers now
yep.
in your DM that wasn't there before.
And don't know what manager means.
And they don't even know what manager means. They're everybody talking about their agency management company, and they're really not a management company. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the aspect of you be very careful on your selective, on who you're selecting as your representation, because a lot of these agencies are going to tell you their management, but they don't care less about you, because right. Your manager or whoever around you, if you're putting together a team, please pick some people that can make some decisions with you or for you that helps your soon career, because you're clearly, what people are probably saying is that you can be a writer. For a show or however else whatever else you turn this moment into, you know, kudos to you. But as far as agencies go and agency management companies, I really hate that word, that term in some sense of the word, because we're not an agency management company.
Yeah.
Because we are managers, we just so happen to have a department, an agency department.
Yeah.
But it's two separate things, and the nowadays. I've talked to some of you. We've talked to content creators that are saying, "Yeah, I'm managed by such and such agency," and I'm like, "No, you're not." And they're like, "No, they said that we are." I'm like, "No, they say that to lock you into a contract, and then they give you an email with your name on it and put it in your bio, so that all the deals that come go through them." Mm-hmm. And I said, and that's why they do that. So why don't you guys do that? Because we're not an agency.
Yeah, and we're different. Like, we're different types of,
different
like,
of managers.
There's all types of managers, right?
Yeah.
You have the word manager, which is a manager manages something, right?
Yeah.
What Don and I do, we manage careers, right? We
Correct.
Manage talent. We're personal managers, right? We can also manage some business aspect of it, mm-hmm. but then you have business managers. They handle your business, financing, all of those type of things. Then a lot of these agencies, like you said, they have managers. To me, I look at them more as project managers where they manage you as a project. They could care less about what you do. So you got to understand what kind of manager you're getting. Yeah. So when you sit there and you go to an agency and you're like, yeah, I have management. What are they managing?
Yeah.
They're managing a project. They're managing the brand. They're managing your deal. That's completely different than what Don and I do. And that's why Don and I are so passionate, because people say the word manager and they think it's like everybody goes to what Don and I do. Because a manager is a personal manager. That's how we look at it.
For sure.
Talent manager, we're managing you as talent and as you as a person, because we're so invested in that.
Yep.
But like Don was saying, you go to an agency, yeah, they're my management. You get that, you get the email, and it's like, they're not. They're managing the deals that come in that you take. That's the agency side.
That's agency side.
And that's like what Don was saying. We have that here. But understand, when you're signing management, ask, what kind of management is this?
And you don't even know the person that is even running your account or whatever that is. So you'll talk to four different people and nobody can tell you who or what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then when you talk to a content creator, like, yeah, well, I was managed by this. Nah, you was not managed by them. Did they help you with your career? No, they said they'll help me get me deals. So, okay, what else did they do? Well, they didn't. I said, well, when you went to these, when you did things, did they go to meetings with you? No, I said, they weren't your manager. What they were doing is they were using the digital approach, and the digital approach, because they don't ever have to see you, and they could send you a few deals. But when you're making tough decisions on, like, let's say you got a deal from Hulu, and you didn't know, you know, to sell it either for $50,000 or $100,000, and then you sell it for even less than $50,000, and then they go, wait a minute, I could have got more than that. Like, yeah, that's having a manager that helps you for your career strategy, put together a strategy, understand how to execute, put you in the rooms that you know that can help get you to the next level, opposed to just trying to take. And that's the difference between what we do and what everybody else does. I mean, there are some companies that are managers, but I'm specifically talking about us. Like, we definitely is two different departments, mm-hmm. or say several different departments, opposed to manager and agency side. And agency side is just we don't manage. It comes with a territory.
We manage the deal.
Yeah, we manage.
that's all it is. We don't manage the individual or the person.
Yeah, we manage the moment. We manage the moment.
Right.
And that's essentially what we do. So when y'all hit us up, man, and be like, I need a manager, just know what type of manager you're needing, because we do ask that question. Most people tell us that we're bugging. I'm like, yeah, we're not just trying to fill a number.
Yeah.
And just know that when you get to these agencies and these, you know, I won't drop any of you agencies' names because y'all gonna come after us. But listen, those agencies are just adding you to their roster. And you're, you know, if you have 1 million, now it's, you know, if they had 10 million on, now you're 11, you made their roster 11 million.
Reach. And we get it. We have a division that we do too.
Yeah, we understand that.
Just know what you're getting into.
But the crazy part about that is when a content creator fall into that department, they still get to talk to us. They still get to have a conversation with the people that run the company. Most people that sign these ad agencies, or not even ad agencies, these quote-unquote management agencies, they don't even know who the director is, much less what type of deal they're getting.
Yeah.
So, and then on top of that, too, some of these companies will take, let's just say this company gets $50,000 for a deal. They'll come to the content creator and say they only have X, Y, and Z. And they'll take a bigger percentage. These are other content creators that told me this.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, yo, they only told me that this is what their 20% is this. And it's really not. It's a bigger percentage than that. Mm-hmm. So just be very careful. And if you know, on what type of manager you're looking for.
Yeah, and I always say, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't mind for managers to reach out to us.
Oh, yeah.
We got to build out what we're looking for. Just like we look at talent, please, we're looking for managers, because we need to show people how to do this thing that we do over here, because the manager name is real money. I'm on LinkedIn and people are like, it's crazy how much I see.
Yeah.
People are saying, you know, bad managers, this manager did this. I saw a story on LinkedIn that somebody had said they had reached out to somebody, mm-hmm. to a manager for their creator, came back and instead of going back to the agency,
mm-hmm.
they went around the agency, went directly to the brand, asked them whatever, whatever, found out it was the same money,
mm-hmm.
came back around, it was too late. So now, and I think it was $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
So now what that manager did, because you were trying to be greedy, and instead of just trying to get the relationship to start, hey, this is dope, let me bring this to my creator and see what's up,
mm-hmm.
you went and did what you wanted to do, went around, boom, and now fumbled it.
Yeah.
Fumbled it because you were greedy. You were trying to get more bread, right? And now that creator, and I don't, they didn't mention the creator or the brand,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I had commented on it. It's like, because, what, you know, managers are supposed to present.
For sure.
We always say, like, you know, you get to a point, there's certain clients that we know what's what,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, at the end of the day, even the clients that we do know, hey, look, I'm sure you probably not going to want to do this, but yeah. I got to show it to you anyway.
Nah, for sure.
And then
sure.
if they may, you know what
they
I'm saying?
They may want to do it.
Because you got to show it to them, and yeah. now you just ruined it. So imagine that.
But that's the thing. Like, listen, man, I think Mike and I are going to create some type of AI class for managers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know what? Here we go.
Yeah.
Got the idea.
Yeah.
We're going to get an AI manager.
Yeah, AI manager.
Yeah. He's going to be an AI manager. We're going to come up with a name.
Yeah.
He's going to be Puerto Rican and Jamaican.
Nah, man. Sasson and the jerk, you are.
Exactly. He's going to be Santos Lennox Del Rios.
You know what I'm saying? The fourth. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. The fourth. So I'm just saying. And, you know, the thing about that is, too, is that, you know, AI is going to be changing everything soon anyway.
Yeah, because you saw what happened, right?
I heard a big deal like fell through because of AI.
Yeah, so Tyler Perry,
yeah.
he was about to put $800 million into his production studio, and then this Sora AI, it's OpenAI, right? Sora is the name, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't do that. And because, did you see? I mean, you've seen it, right?
Yeah. But
you saw the little clip that goes around?
Yeah.
With the Dalmatian?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I don't think that's
yeah.
Generation
X. No, I get it.
Generation X.
Of course.
I'm like, damn, am I going to want to see movies only like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is that because, first, let me back up. The fact that your man can pull out 800 milli.
Tyler Perry's chilling.
You know what I mean?
He really rocks on any block. Man.
Your man could pull out 800 million. I'm pretty sure he didn't pull it out. Like,
nah, imagine.
But listen,
I don't think he did it like Bobby Shmurda. Yeah. Like,
you know what I mean? That'd be kind of ill too, man. Going up there with a Brinks truck.
Yo,
like,
yo, listen, that ain't from a Dave Chappelle skit. That's some hood rich.
I got 800 million for you. But the fact that, you know, the open AI stuff, what's going to happen is that the human experience is about to be super expensive. And mark my words, episode 20% episode, I promise you, the human experience is about to be super expensive in the next couple of years.
I believe that.
And if being that we already working on some things to combat that, not well combat it, but to understand, move with the times, we're going to be able to essentially, you know, still move with AI. Mm-hmm. You got to embrace it.
No, of course.
And then utilize it for what it can do for you.
Yeah.
But still have that human experience. And I'm, you know, kudos to Tyler Perry and his team to kind of stop that before, you know, mm-hmm. they made an investment
yeah.
into something that, you know, essentially he can pay a third and yeah. get it done. Mm-hmm. In space of no time.
Yeah, I think you do. Like you said, we got to embrace. It's funny. I was having a conversation with my stepfather the other day, and mm-hmm. he was talking about my stepbrothers, and he was talking to my uncle, and they were talking about AI.
Yeah.
And my uncle was telling my stepfather, like, hey, I think it's really going to affect industries.
Yeah, it is. It's already doing that.
And my stepfather was like, well, I think Michael's industry, it's what I think it's going to affect him more.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, well, it's going to affect us, but not in, like, we're leaning in. And yeah. I told him kind of like the ideas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, you're leaning in. Yeah, you have to. Because you have to be able to pivot. If 2020 and COVID didn't teach us anything but to pivot,
yeah.
you got to be able to do that. You can't sit here and say, oh, well, I'm not. And AI, no. Listen, I can have my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do I think people are going to want to watch movies like that? I may not.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be people that are. So, and what's going to happen? I'm going to be in the corner. Nah, that's whack. You sound like the hater.
Nah, and to tell you the truth, like, I'm gonna send a shout out to Jufu because he's been on this wave for a while, and he showed us actually the difference between, you know, what AI looks like and what the human experience looks like, and they both have a lane, right? Especially because AI is ever growing, and if we're smart enough, we'll dump a bunch of money in it. But anyway, that's where it's going. It's going to show the difference. The movie Ready Player One, when it first came out and I saw it, I'm like, this is where the world's going. You ever seen that movie?
No.
Yo, bro, I promise you.
I was watching Reese's Teaser.
Watch
no,
Ready Player One.
Okay.
Those the Apple goggles that came out. It's essentially that's what this is.
Okay.
The only thing is that in the movie it showed people being deficient of like the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, being very antisocial.
Ready Player One?
Yeah, Ready Player One. Okay. And I already see that now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that we're going to, being that we're in this industry, right? Mm-hmm. Social media is always growing and it's ever vast growing. So you never know what's going to happen. You know, from the YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Facebook still being the number one. I think I sent you guys a chart showing that Facebook is still at the top of everything. People are going to be making money from home.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that now.
Yeah,
we can speak from it because we have a lot of our meetings. Yeah, we're in our office, but when there are meetings that we don't have to be at, we're at our home office handling business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those things, and when I tell people like, yo, I told somebody one day, I said, I make hundreds of thousands for my living room. And I wasn't trying to brag. I was just showing them like, nah, I wasn't.
No, you definitely
weren't. I definitely wasn't.
Right. I know you.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't. You are
our very own Funkmaster Flex in our spot.
Probably was probably bragging a little bit, but I wasn't saying it for that. The purpose of me telling them that was there's different ways of doing it. Like back in the days, they used to have this thing that they'll send you these mail and you mail them all out. And they'll send you, make $1,000 a week or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And that was a boom. People were making money from home. No, because I know dudes that they were roommates. And one of them got put on, and then he put the other four on, and they were able to buy their crib. And at that time, they were like, yo, what y'all doing? He's like, yo, we just sending out mail. I'm like, how much you make a week? Like, all right, $1,500 a week. $1,500 a week? Now everybody's trying to run to go become guys to send mail, and then it got saturated, right? And it started changing. So I'm like, man.
Stamps and all that?
Yeah, they were doing all that. Yo, it was crazy.
Crazy saliva.
Yo, bro, I used to go to their crib. I was like, yo, what's all these papers for? He's like, oh, this is how we make our money. I'm like, what? He's like, from home, bro. I'm like, what y'all doing from home? Yo, they were getting it.
Trying to buy a prosthetic tongue so I could just go like that.
But that's what AI, for me, that's how AI, people are going to be able to use AI to be able to do the things that they couldn't.
Yeah.
And now you can do a lot from home. A lot of, a lot of mothers that like want to be home with their kids, given the fact that we're in like a capitalistic country, you have two-parent households is a must. Especially if in the United States.
Especially from New York.
Yeah, especially from New York. You know what I'm saying? And those people that are able to find their way to make money from home while, either male or female, because nowadays it's the roles or whatever, and do it.
Yeah.
And making money. I spoke to somebody, on the soccer field, and she's like, yo, I'm doing like a good, $2,000 to $3,000 a month. You know, it replaced an income. And she's like, and it added on, and it pays my mortgage.
Right.
Yo, bro, that's a win.
But that's the thing. It's like this is a new economy, and when it first comes out, it's a boom, right? So you have all these people, right?
Uh-huh.
So the boom and how people are making so much bread, I'll just put it there, like the Kardashians, right?
Yep.
You got to understand, like you said, now there's an economy.
Facts.
So it's just like, yes, there's Neiman Marcus, there's Saks, there's Louis and Gucci.
Louis.
But then there's also Walmart and, there's
Target.
Because it's an industry and you need clothes.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening even on the influencer space. And that's why, like, even what we're about to do, I can't wait to announce it. Right.
Nah.
But that's going to...
Acquisition King, sorry.
That's going to fuel the economy, right?
Like,
and look at it from, hey, we got to focus on that too.
For sure.
You know what I mean? You can't, everybody just keeps focusing on, even new influencers, right? Oh, I just want to do that because I want 5 million followers and I want to make $100,000 a post or whatever, whatever. It's like, yo, you could still make bread here, especially with a lot of these things. Like, I grew up, go to school, like, go to college, mm-hmm. get a good job, and work there for 25 years, and then you retire, right? Mm-hmm. But now we're having all of these layoffs lately. Think about it. The people that we know, there's one, I think I want to say, like, three or four companies of people that we had genuine relationships with.
Facts.
With big companies.
Yes.
And they got laid off. It was like one day it was like, okay, we're talking about a project or a situation.
Next day.
And then the next day, hey, sorry, I'm no longer here looking for a job. Hey, do you know anybody?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
For
sure. And that is like when these things happen, this is when I think entrepreneurship
rises
comes up, right? Yep. Because everybody wants to do it because they don't want to lean on that.
Mm-hmm.
But then people got to also understand that they're workers.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks that they can be an entrepreneur, but you're not. And it's not a shot.
No disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect.
Yeah.
But
this life is not easy. The uncertainty in this life is definitely a thing that you got to get comfortable with.
100%.
And that's a superpower too. So a lot of people that we know that are entrepreneurs, they got comfortable with the uncertainty. And you taking a chance on yourself.
Yeah.
The best part about this is that, you know, as you say, when corporate layoffs do happen, you know, things get birthed out of that, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a flip side to that too. There's thousands of people in the job market, and then crime goes up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like a teetering balance. Like, people are like, it's either you find a way to create.
Yeah.
But if you live in a certain type of environment, you don't find a way to create, and you turn into what you think you have to, you know.
Right.
You know, you go stick up a bank or something.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm taking
saying?
Care of my family.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, exactly. So that's the crazy part about this, and you know, for you and I, in particularly, we've created, we live in the uncertainty because we're entrepreneurs, but what we've done is we've put ourselves in different positions and different. That's crazy. hey, yo.
not AI. Hey, yo.
yo. Oh, hey, yo. Oh. My bad. Kyle, I'll leave that in. Anyway.
That was another AO. Hey, yo. Go ahead.
I'm on fire today.
good. Finally, it was you.
Yo. But the...
This is great.
But yo, the fact, yo,
audio this episode is crazy.
Yo,
right now.
It's crazy.
I wish you could do reels for audio, just straight audio. Yeah, listen to this.
Yo, it's Amigos freaking like the ad lib track.
Yo, hey, yo.
But I even forgot what I'm about to say, man. But anyway,
but again, as far as this whole entrepreneurship,
yeah,
people, it's cool, but you got to understand,
yeah,
that seriously, entrepreneurship. It's not for the week.
It's not.
It's for the week and the weekend. You got to work all the time.
Yo, bro.
Come on, B.
Please put that as a quotable.
Come on, B.
Yo, say that again. Say that again for the people in the back.
For the people in the back that are cold too.
Yeah.
Listen, entrepreneurship is not for the week. It's for the week and the weekend.
You heard?
You know what I'm saying?
We got to get that on the show.
Yo, I wish I could just drop the mic, pause, and bounce.
Yo, that's a fire. Yo,
John's already trademarking it right now.
I'm about to say, we know you heard it first from the Fidots.
Word. Anything come, me soon come.
Yeah, forward. Me soon forward. You heard?
great is that? Yeah. Super sidebar, the conversation we had when Meta was here.
Oh.
And her husband.
Yeah.
You were in here. Husband is Jamaican, right?
Yeah.
So she FaceTimes him. Don was like, oh, Mike knows how to greet him, right? Yeah. So he comes out, right? So I go, Wagwan, right? So then this dude, I was like, damn, he kind of threw me under the bus too. He's like, yo, he got me hype, right? I was like, oh, yeah. Don said I could say it. So yeah. I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
I was like, Wagwan, Wagwan.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. Like, I was a little fucking kid, right? Don goes, Wagwan, I'm a real Jamaican, so Wagwan.
I
I was like, damn, it just killed my whole vibe. I was so hyped. I said, I got the card. I'm able to say it. I'm not being stupid.
Yo, this guy is crazy.
Yo, Mike, you know how to say hi?
Wagwan.
Yeah, Wagwan. I'm a real Jamaican. Donovan. And then he got his called his mom and Blondie. Nah. I'm like, yo, come on, B.
Yo, that's funny. Yo, that's hilarious, bro. Nah, that was a good day, too, man.
Nah. But anyway.
Shout out to Jessica, right?
Yeah. Jessica's dope.
Yeah, dope, man. Jessica, man, dope.
But yeah, you know, when you have a job, you also got to understand if you're a worker, you're a worker, and that's okay. Like, everybody can't be an entrepreneur. Everybody can't, you know, everybody says it.
Yep.
Everybody says that they want to do stuff again because, again, going back to social media, mm-hmm. everybody sits there and sees how easy or whatever, and it could be for you, right? Easy. It's easy to start.
Yep.
Everything's easy to start, and that's kind of like the vibe of this whole
yep.
pod is just get going and just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But also, you have to understand that there's a lot that comes with whatever it is that you're doing. Again, the start is the easy part. The finish, you know, is always a little bit more. That journey is a little bit more difficult.
And just also know, too, whatever ways that you're going to be able to create money, you know, and especially if the plan, you'll follow your plan through. It may change as you grow.
Yeah.
But follow your plan through. If it's investing, if it's real estate, yo, become a student of those industries. Like, don't just see it because you see everybody talking about it and 1,001 gurus are out here, and then you're like, oh, man, I can make money here, I can do this. Listen, what you do, if you want to be good at something, whatever it is, do your own research. Make sure that you find something that it draws you near. If you know, because sometimes people are like, well, I don't have a desire to do anything. Okay, cool. Well, fine. You know what will light your desire? When an eviction notice is on your door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So figure out what that is and become a student of the game. And once you become a student of the game or whatever game it is, it starts to change and start putting yourself around some people that can get you there too. So don't take like your corporate layoff is like your end. Take it as your beginning.
So now that we finished talking about corporate layoffs, corporate spelled wrong, we'll go into goalkeeper. I think I went first last time.
Yeah,
pause.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so what you got?
Yeah, man. I mean, listen. I want to close this interesting. Is it an acquisition?
No.
It's like a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So sorry. Because it means two different things, right? Mm-hmm. So I want us to close this partnership. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about it. That's one of my big goals. I have two, mm-hmm. but that's definitely one for us to finish up this paperwork,
mm-hmm.
Get this thing going, execute the plan that you and I set forth.
Mm-hmm.
In the next coming weeks into the months, going into the spring, into the summertime. Because I think we're going to have a really big spring into the summertime. I think this year, this spring and summer with what we got going on is going to be, it's going to be a hell of a year for us,
mm-hmm.
Leading into, you know, the winter again. But mm-hmm. that's the biggest goalkeeper.
Okay, what's the second one?
Oh, and yo, bro, I've been on this, like, I've been doing good with my weight stuff. So I've been, I'm appreciating the stuff that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. You got to clock into that Nike app because I'm blowing past both you.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I gotta yo Nike. I gotta go back to Apple and get my watch, man. Because
nah, be using excuses right now. Nah, I just spoke about excuses, and you said
an excuse?
I need my Apple Watch.
My bad.
Nah,
it's an excuse.
You got to walk. It's on your phone. You got to walk.
My apologies if I'm making an excuse. Let me just turn on this freaking Nike app.
Nike app. You see how it turned around? It's called Just Do It and came back.
Yeah.
Goalkeeper. Yo.
Listen, man. All I'm saying is like this, man. I'm doing my thing, I feel.
No, I'm proud of you.
Whatever's worth was my thing to me.
I'm proud of you.
I don't give a damn about none of y'all.
I just said I'm proud of you.
Oh, I appreciate you. No,
on some serious.
No, yeah, I appreciate you. No, I'm just saying. I appreciate that. But I don't care. I was going to say I don't give a fuck. But I don't care about what none of y'all. I'm doing me. You do you. I do me. Mm-hmm. And everything will come together. So I feel I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
And other things and dealing with low stress stuff and I'm figuring this thing out, man. And
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I got, you know, I'm out here. got, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of out here a little
bit. My man lean fuck.
Yeah, I'm kind of out here with, you know, soon I'll make an announcement in a minute. You know what I'm saying? GQ Man of the Week, you all right? The boy Dawn.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
What about you, my brother?
I'm going to continue to stop trying to curse.
Got you.
I'm serious. Like, I really, you know, I saw something the other day, and somebody was saying, as far as from an influencer standpoint, mm-hmm. that they, and I don't know if we both saw it. I don't know. But it was literally like, once somebody had told me to stop cursing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Stop cursing, and it changed everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, nah, I'm going to be me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but then he made the shift, and he saw things happen.
Yep.
And I think I need to do that.
Okay.
I want to do that because, listen, as much as I'm me and everything like that, and there's a time and a place for everything,
of course.
I really have tried to make a conscious effort of that because, again, talking about the levels we're going to.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Bought some shoes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mr. Rowhouse, I bought some shoes yesterday. You're going to start seeing a little different me, you know what I mean? Take it back.
Yeah,
take
it saying? Back.
Nah, but I'm just kind of going to get into my element on a weekly basis. No. You know, clearly with the with the app, with the walking, you know, I'm in first place right now. Crazy, crazy how far ahead I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, this nigga. Now, yeah, I see everybody hating. Everybody hating.
No hate.
Everybody upset. Somebody says, hey, I'm going to put you on a challenge, right? Cool. I'm going to connect y'all. Okay, cool. Who takes it serious? So I sit there and walk. Boom. I'm like, damn, what's going on? Yo, they're falling off. They're not even on my screen anymore. There's a leaderboard. I'm like, yo.
I love it, man.
It's competition. We got to get everybody going.
I freaking love it.
We got to get everybody going. But, no, continue
so
on.
So fucking hiking mountains out here. Go ahead, man.
I'm not going to walk from Middle Island. I'm going to walk in. Now what? Nah, but, you know, stay with the health. I'm definitely a fellow off. I'm goalkeeper. I just, like, I'm full of shit right now. Sorry. I know I said I was going to stop cursing.
Yeah.
I so killed it. Starting now.
Yeah.
Starting now. But health, wealth, ever evolving, and just continue doing what we have to do. It's the new this group. Super happy.
Yeah.
We out here. And that's it. I guess... Subscribe, right? We need you to subscribe.
Listen.
Yeah.
Please do that. Do us a favor, man. On your drive, which in traffic, take a listen, man. Just I want to see people send me videos of them listening in traffic.
This dude.
No, I'm just saying. They send me videos of everything else.
And then they're deductible. Yeah. Because they sent you the video of that.
I'm just saying. Send me something, man.
Yeah, but you know what we do?
What's up?
We say, tell people to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we promote? The what? YouTube.
Oh, nah.
We gotta start promoting the listen. We gotta kind of do that. We're gonna switch that up.
Well, they can click the link in the bio and you can listen. So when you go to the Instagram page, we got like almost 200 followers. Yo, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing, man? Yo, listen, man. Yo, listen, 100 people in a room is a lot of people. Yeah. 200 people in a room is a lot of people. I don't care. We appreciate you all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But listen, when you go to our Instagram page, FOTS Pod, click the link and you'll see it says audio. Click that. It'll take you to episode 20. You know what I mean? Please. So just you know, but we're doing we're moving up the ranks. I appreciate it all.
Yeah, we do what we gotta do. You so know? Listen, watch, whatever it is, in all honesty, we appreciate all the support. Hopefully you guys are getting some free jewels from us.
For sure.
You know, you're getting some FOTS facts. The
FOTS facts.
And we out here. Subscribe.
Like,
that's it, right?
Comment, share.
All of that.
Send it to your new manager that wants to be a manager. Send it to an agency that needs to understand how an agency run. Just send it.
And follow this group.
This Inc. group, Inc.
We out here.
2020.
2020.
Peace.